I'm C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report. This is on patient Norma, N-O-R-M-A, Murillo, M-U-R-I-L-L-O. Address is 4091 County Road 99 West, Orland, California, 95963. Phone. ID is XXXXX64 80. License number A8604829. Cell 530-520-2869. Email address babytez24@4.net. Insurance is multi-plan. Pharmacy is Walgreens in Orland. It's addressed to Deborah Peterson, PAC, Mission Ranch Medical Care. Fourteen Mission Ranch Boulevard, Chico, California, 95926, 530-894-0500. Leave a space for the fax number. The clinical indication, referral with history of muscular dystrophy. Neuromuscular extremity weakness. Difficulty with ambulation. Fatigue and weakness. Dear Deborah Peterson, thank you for referring Norma Murillo for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Norma has had a previous evaluation for her muscular dystrophy at UC Davis. New paragraph. We are requesting their records for review. New paragraph. She's also been evaluated, I believe, by Dr. Purcell for neuromuscular disease in Reading, and we will obtain his records and study results for further evaluation. New paragraph. She obtains her medications at Walgreens in Orland, subparagraph. We will be obtaining a computer list of her current treatment, new paragraph. She only reported her muscular dystrophy in her past medical history, new paragraph. She denies any allergies. Her review of symptoms was positive for difficulty walking two blocks, some swelling in her hand, feet, or ankles, history of hay fever, no gastrointestinal history, general history of having some headaches, possibly due to neck pain. No genitourinary history, no hematological history other than slow healing after cuts. She reported locomotor musculoskeletal symptoms of difficulty in walking and weakness of her muscles and joints. She reported mental health history of having trouble sleeping and panic symptoms when stressed, suggesting an underlying sleep disorder. Personal safety, she reported frequent falls, new paragraph, respiratory, no symptoms reported. Sex, she is sexually active, finding sexual activity satisfactory. No difficulty with intercourse, no history of transmissible disease. Skin, no symptoms reported. Female, she has a history of hot flashes. Stands 5 feet 4 inches, weighs 132 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 14. Her last menstrual period was on January 1st, 2024. Her last pap smear was completed in 2019. She reports a history of two successful pregnancies, two live births, no miscarriages. A daughter was born in 2001 and a son born in 2005. She reported no genitourinary symptoms. New paragraph, personal and family health history. She was born on November 18, 1975. She's 49 years old. Her father is age 73, living. Mother, age 73, living. She has a 50-year-old sister, living. A 48-year-old brother, living. And a 26-year-old sister, living. Her husband's age 48, living. Her children, ages 24 and 19, are both living. New paragraph. Family history was reported to be positive for arthritis in her mother. Everyone has asthma. A daughter had leukemia. Brother had muscular dystrophy. There was no family history of bleeding, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, tuberculosis, or mental illness. New paragraph, education. She's completed college and postgraduate education. Social history and health habits. She is married. She takes alcohol rarely. She drinks, quote, once in a blue moon, unquote. She uses no tobacco. Recreational substances. She lives with her husband, and there are children at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns. She reports work-related stress as an assistant manager. New paragraph. She currently has been out of work since November 2024, working as an assistant manager. New paragraph. Serious illnesses and injuries. She denies a history of fractures, concussions, loss of consciousness, other serious illnesses, or hospitalization. She's never had a blood transfusion. She had one hospitalization in January 2006 for tubal ligation. Good outcome. She's never been hospitalized for prolonged periods of time. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. She denied a history of loss of equilibrium. This is in general. No history of visual blurring, change in smell or taste, depressed nervousness, dizziness, diplopia, fatigue, other than with muscular dystrophy, irritable insomnia, lack of concentration, lightheadedness, loss of appetite, reduced hearing, loss of memory, nausea, vomiting, numbness, tinnitus, slurred speech, stuttering, or tingling. She denied facial neuralgia. She reported that she has headaches that are intermittent, back of her neck, sometimes in the front, relieved by ibuprofen. She denied a history of spells or blackouts or similar family history. New paragraph, neck. She reported no neuralgia, but a history of reduced grip strength in both hands. She denied numbness, pain. But stiffness in her neck with turning, no swelling, edema, or paresthesias. Upper back and arms, she reported intermittent pain, just fatigue with daily movement. She reported stiffness in her upper back and arms, where she can't lift very high. New paragraph, middle back. No symptoms reported, low back. She reported weakness in her legs. Shoulders. She denied neuralgia. She reported intermittent pain in her neck towards her shoulder on a daily basis. No paresthesias or weakness. New paragraph, elbows. No symptoms reported. New paragraph, wrists. No symptoms reported. Hips. She has weakness that is unrelieved. Ankles. She reported pain. And that, quote, her ankles fall outward. New paragraph. Tingling. Denied. New paragraph, weakness. Unrelieved. New paragraph, feet. She describes pain with swelling, difficulty with circulation, no paresthesias, and weakness that is unrelieved. New paragraph. Complete neurological neuromuscular examination. Deferred. New paragraph. We are requesting all her diagnostic evaluations, including any neuromuscular testing and medical laboratory testing for a definitive diagnosis of the nature of her disability. New paragraph, I'll send a report when we have that information, my signature.